from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Some of the provincial tax you pay when you fill up your car is going to Timmins Transit. City Hall says the province is giving just over $585,000 to transit. It will help offset the cost of upgrading farebox systems, trackless equipment to clear snow from bus stops, and for new buses. The rest of the costs are being covered by the federal government's Canada Infrastructure Program. The Timmins chapter of the Crazy Indians Brotherhood is ready to go with its first community event under that name. Sergeant-at-Arms Dan Gloucester says the group Risk Takers, which was known for operating the Yomobile, recently joined the larger organization. And on Saturday, April 20th at noon, it's working with Boston Pizza for Feed the People, a spaghetti lunch, no questions asked.
No, just show up. We'll be set up out front of living space. We'll have everything already all prepackaged and ready to go for everyone.
Gloucester says now that it has the backing of the larger organization, we'll be seeing members a lot more, doing a wide range of community work. A few changes are coming to the downtown Timmins BIA as it rolls out its priorities for 2024. Among them, says Executive Director Corey Robin, is replacing paper gift certificates with plastic gift cards. The business group also wants the diamonds on downtown streets revitalized and will work with the city to replace the old snowflake Christmas decorations on light poles.
We're trying to replace them with new LED ones. They'd be about the same size. And over the years, our stock of snowflakes went from the required 70 to around 36 just because they've become old and unusable. So we'd like to replace them all and put some pride back downtown.
Robin notes the BIA is also working on better communications with its members and communicating more with the public, letting people know what it is and what it does. Provincial police in Ontario and Quebec and the Canada Border Services Agency say they've intercepted almost 600 stolen vehicles before they could be shipped overseas. Since this past December, Project Vector has inspected 390 shipping containers and recovered 598 vehicles. 483 of them are from Ontario, the rest from Quebec. OPP estimate the Ontario vehicles are worth about $34.5 million. They're investigating the thefts. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.